For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shock, anger, sadness. It's been a long weekend. A lot of people feeling that. The reality of what's transpired for many just setting in. At 6:02 Saturday evening, former president and candidate Donald Trump took the stage at the Butler Farm Show rally, and at 6:15 the first shots rang out. And there is always a plan in advance should an emergency of any sort come when it comes to medical attention. And we're joined by Ken DeFurio, who's the president and CEO of Independence Health System. I met Ken originally before they merged with Exela at the Butler Health System, and Butler Hospital is where they took Donald Trump. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I can't imagine what your life was like Saturday evening and your medical team when you got the word that Donald Trump was headed to Butler Hospital. When did you get word, and what transpired next?
Well, it was as you just opened up, it was a pretty wild and chaotic evening for everybody watching. Actually, I was not at the rally. I live right down the road from the Butler Farm Show grounds. I've been past there thousands of times. I'm, intimately familiar with the layout and what was happening there. There are advanced plans. The way I found out about it, my wife had it live on TV, and I wasn't really watching at the moment, but I heard the shots ring out on TV. And, after that kind of jolt of shock that there was a shooting, it just instinctively I knew it is very likely that President Trump is headed to one of our hospitals, in Butler Memorial Hospital. So, I knew that the team there would be ready to go. I jumped in the car and off I went, along with a couple other members of the leadership team. The law enforcement response, as you would imagine, was immediate. By the time I got to the hospital, they had the facility and the campus completely locked down. Every entrance was blocked. No staff or patients were allowed to come or go onto the hospital campus or in or out of the building. So, Secret Service cleared me, and I got up there to, as I said to them at the entrance, I said, look, I have to make sure that law enforcement is being supported appropriately, that, media is being controlled, because media, as you could imagine, was showing up very quickly at the same time. But most importantly, that the staff at the hospital was being supported. So got up there, and it was a scene that I never thought I would, see. Just the law enforcement everywhere, a whole lot of law enforcement from FBI, Secret Service, State Police, Pittsburgh Police, Butler Township, Butler City, many with, high-powered rifles and automatic weapons and combat gear. And it was pretty amazing. But most importantly, the president was being taken care of. We had an outstanding team. They were there. They were working. They were ready to go. And they did just a great job. It was the other thing that was kind of odd about it was a change of shift. So while we are in lockdown, we have people who had been working for more than 12 hours already and people showing up to relieve them, but nobody could come or go. So we had to, manage the logistics of staff. And once we did get the clear from the Secret Service that we could change out staff after several hours, we had to have somebody posted up to actually verify that people were who they said they were, who were coming in to take care of patients. So, yeah, it was crazy. And one of the, so we were on diversion immediately, which means that we weren't taking any new patients because we were on lockdown. So we had to notify the Department of Health that we were on diversion, and patients who would be coming to the hospital or to the ER were sent to other facilities. But we had some who were already there. So We actually, some of our nurses who were waiting to get into the hospital to begin working started taking care of patients in the parking lot because they couldn't get into the facility. So, of course, there were ambulances everywhere. We had medical supplies outside ready to go. And then one of our ED physicians showed up to help out. And we, so while the president was being taken care of in the ER, along with the other patients who were already there, we had patients outside, and that, as you remember, was a terribly hot day. It was hot. It was humid. We had patients in the parking lot who were being taken care of, kind of like a MASH kind of scenario. But everybody got taken care of. Everybody got taken care of very well, and we got through it. I'm just so proud of the team. It was amazing.
Ken, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know, you must have been relieved to see that the president was not seriously injured. And the other part of the question is, were the other two shooting victims brought to Butler Memorial?
No. So as it turned out, as you guys know, there is a lot of preparation that goes into this. So there was a big medical presence at the Butler Farm Show grounds for the rally. So the medical team who was out there, they triaged folks immediately. And the folks that you're talking about were flown from the scene to other facilities. And we really were focused on the president at Butler Memorial.
I would imagine that's the protocol, is in this case, Donald Trump first and foremost, and they would have you focus on that, which you did. And I know, since being a board member, since Butler Health System and now Independence, what a great team of professionals. And Ken, please express our gratitude to your staff and team for a most challenging day and job, including working with a lot of people who had heat exhaustion, too, just because of the overwhelming heat situation with tens of thousands of people there. So
I sure will, Larry. And, you know, and I do want to say that after the president left and everything was clear, I had the opportunity to get back and thank the ER staff. They were superb. Every one of them that I spoke to told me that the president was an absolute gentleman. He and the Secret Service thanked them a number of times about the excellent care that was provided. And so it was, you know, driving home that night, you can imagine it was just surreal. It's an experience none of us ever thought we would have. But I also want to leave Larry and Paul with this. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victim who did not make it, that gentleman. And I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the heartfelt tributes from his family, just a outstanding member of the community, and our hearts break that that gentleman did not make it.
Yeah, Corey Comparator, who is a former volunteer police or volunteer fire chief with the Buffalo Township Department.
There's been a wonderful outpouring for his family and the other victims, over $3.6 million in one GoFundMe, and then something for the Comparators separately, over $800,000.
Which shows you that people just have risen up. And we want it for David Dutch, 57-year-olds, and James Koppenhammer, 74. You're right, Ken. We are thinking of them and their families. And again, thank you and your medical staff. Appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, Larry, real quickly before we hang up, in this post-pandemic world, everybody in the region knows healthcare has been kind of hammered pretty hard. But, not just our health system, but every health system through the region stepped up, did a superb job. And as you said, thanks to every healthcare professional out there who just, they do their job, but they do the job so well. This entire community should just feel that it is in great hands, because it is.
We are blessed with our medical community, no doubt. Ken, appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Ken DeFurio, President and Chief Executive Officer of Independent Health System, on the Big K Morning Show.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.